Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Ann and Nancy, Wilson's sister, otherwise known as Hart, bringing us back. I'm glad you're here. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, Peter Meyer, author of Warp Feed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets, still one of my favorite books, principal at Meyer Group. MeyerGroupGRP.com is the website. Peter, thanks again for being here. You're talking to us about inertia and how that causes problems yes. for us. When I think of inertia practically, when I think of it in real life happening, I think of small business owners who don't take the steps that they need to take. They look at a situation and they talk themselves out of going for a proposal, answering an RFP, or asking someone to come to work for them that they think is out of their league, so to speak, whatever it might be. They can't eat you, folks. All they can do is say no. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, and way too often we will say, oh, that looks too hard, or that's out of my normal wheelhouse. I don't want to do that. But we also need to remember that sometimes the customer has the same sense. And for one of two reasons, their inertia may be our biggest competition. So once we decide that we're willing to make a change, we have to look at the customer side and see if there's two different things that we can help them do to help them make a change. And when they make a change, if we're the ones who help that happen, we stand out. We're the ones that help. We're the ones that they trust. We're the ones that they're going to do business with because we showed them additional value.
Well, see, what you just described is why I was always proud to be a professional salesman and why professional salespeople, well-trained professional salespeople, should always be proud of themselves for doing their job, because customers, even today, when customers are so empowered, before we even get there, customers do need help with solving their inertia challenges. And that's what salespeople do. And if they're doing their job, they will help them solve their inertia, and the chips will fall as where they may. As you said, hopefully, if you're the one helping them, you'll be the one standing around when they come to their senses, so to speak. But regardless, if you're a professional, you're helping them solve inertia, and the chips fall as they may, whether it be you with a business or someone else with a business. That's what being a professional playing the long game looks like.
And when you do that, and I'm going to simply say that, of course, you're right. But let me add something to it. When you do that, you can take the time to look at the value that the customer will gain that perhaps he or she would not normally see, especially if they're using a purchasing department. A purchasing department, and let me give you an example if you don't mind. Purchasing department's role is to find the lowest common denominator and make sure they get three bids and make sure that that lowest common denominator is met. Well, if you're the person paying for it inside the customer, that lowest common denominator may not meet your needs. Mm-hmm. And the inertia is to say, oh, let purchasing do it. If you are going to be losing this bid, this RFP, or purchasing isn't reflecting the needs of the end user, then you always have the option to say, you know, I'm going to try and break my inertia and help the customer break his or her inertia and look at something of higher value inside that customer. A friend of mine did that with Mercedes-Benz, and the Mercedes-Benz business executive said, you know, you're right. We're not meeting my needs. What can you do? Mm-hmm. Turn a small deal into a giant deal that my friend got and nobody else could bid.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, of course, the old joke is a purchasing agent knows the price of everything and the value of nothing, right? You've heard that before. And so
yes, I have. And
go ahead.
And they're noble people. They're doing their job. But their job is not to find the highest value. Their job is to find three bids at the lowest common denominator.
Well, and I may you may have heard me tell the story, but I've been caught in that where I was doing what I was what I thought I was supposed to do. I was dealing with the purchasing agent for a project many years ago, a big project, long time ago, decades ago, and my competitor went above me to an executive and was talking to them about what you just said earlier. And so I wound up losing the deal at the purchasing level because this person went above me, went above my contact, and convinced him that that you know they were talking philosophical. They were talking about concepts. I was talking about benefits and price, you know, and so that was a lesson.
Inertia can be very comfortable, and it can put you in a place where you're at risk of losing a good deal. And why put yourself at risk? If you're not going to win the deal, especially, find a way to use inertia to your advantage to break the inertia with the customer by talking about value instead of about business as usual.
Instead of talking about
where you got beat and my friend won.
That's right. Don't talk about specifications. Talk about concepts, ideas, and solutions. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Peter Meyer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. 10-10. She was a thief, a baby on a hard day's
night. She was hanging on Johnny. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.